USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
State health officials say it will take billions to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when one becomes available. In a letter to congressional leaders, the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials says it will take at least $8 billion to fund a nationwide vaccine distribution effort, something they say they can't do without funding from Congress. The state of Michigan is banning the open carry of guns at polling places on Election Day. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced the ban on Friday on the heels of a plan to kidnap Michigan's governor being broken up by the FBI. The ban applies to polling places and clerk's offices on November 3rd and extends 100 feet out from those locations. Benson said in a statement that she believes her move is necessary to ensure every voter is protected. At least one Second Amendment group in the state is already considering a lawsuit over the directive. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Purina. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. While there are shelters and services to help victims of domestic abuse, only 10% of domestic violence shelters in the U.S. allow pets. That's why the Purple Leash Project was created by Purina and Red Rover. Together, they are providing grants to help domestic abuse shelters become pet-friendly, while initiating renovations and advocating for change. Nicole Forsyth, CEO of Red Rover.
Red Rover and Purina share a passion for keeping pets and people together, especially in times of crisis. That's why we are working with shelters across the country to ensure that domestic violence survivors and their pets can escape abuse and heal together. With a goal of making 25% of domestic violence shelters pet-friendly in the U.S. by 2025, we are asking you to help us take the lead for this cause by posting a picture wearing purple along with your pet on October 22nd, Purple Thursday, and using the hashtag Purple Leash Project.
To donate and learn more, visit purpleleashproject.com.
More absentee ballots are found in the trash, this time in Kentucky.
Federal authorities are now investigating after a contractor in Jefferson County, Kentucky, stumbled on 112 absentee ballots in a dumpster. The ballots never made it to their intended recipients and had not been opened or filled out. Special agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General also found two political flyers as they investigated. Special Agent Scott Balfour tells AP that when the investigation is concluded, the case will be presented for federal prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Meanwhile, two postal employees in the Pittsburgh area are facing federal charges after heaps of undelivered mail were discovered in the trash this past week. No mail-in ballots were found among the discarded mail, but two requests for mail-in ballots were recovered. If convicted, each man could face 5 years in prison or a fine of $250,000 or both. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
After spending a week in the hospital with COVID-19, one former governor is now encouraging people to mask up. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is encouraging people to wear masks after being in ICU with the coronavirus. Christie believes he caught the respiratory illness after attending a White House event and helping President Trump prepare for the first presidential debate, all without wearing a mask. Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"It was a mistake. You know, I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. And it was a mistake. You know, I've been so careful, George, for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. And for 7 months, I was able to avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, in New Jersey."
The Trump administration has denied a request from the state of California for a major disaster declaration for 6 wildfires in the middle of the state's worst fire season ever. It was the second time in a month that the state requested the disaster designation. The first request was approved. A major disaster declaration activates the Federal Emergency Management Agency's relief programs for the area, as well as allows for federal funds for cleanup and rebuilding projects. State leaders say they plan to appeal the decision. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.